Real Life Street Stars, man. We in here with T-Boss. Cash Money in the building, man. Talk to us. How you doing?
How y'all doing? I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. T-Boss in the building, man. You know, the women are shining crazy when it comes to this hip-hop, this rap shit right now. You feel me?
Yeah.
And, we know that you are the newest signee for Cash Money.
Yeah.
We see the story. We see 3-8. That's a date that you put out there. Tell us about that date.
Yeah, March 8th is the day that I drop my new single, Pick A Side, and it come with the music video. That's my first drop ever with my label, Cash Money. So now, it's real big.
Now, when you say Pick A Side, what are we talking about? Because that, you know, niggas say pick a side, it can mean a lot of different things. What is your definition of picking a side?
Like stand on what you stand on, believe in what you believe in. Don't let nobody try to, you know, dictate your moves or how you want to live your life or the things you want to do, you know. And people who try to play both sides, you know, let them know they got to stay over there, you know. Can't come fucking with what you got going on, you know, like that.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say if you was into it with whoever, it could be a nigga, female, whatever, and they just happen to rap. And you had a videographer. Would you make him pick a side? Like, you can't shoot up. You can't shoot that.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
So do you feel like it is petty to make, like, the niggas behind the scenes pick a side? Because that happens.
Yeah, it do, but nah, I ain't with all that.
You know, like, I'm just going through your music, right? And right now, I can't find nothing. You know what I'm saying? Online, is it just like, you know, I see the single coming. Is it like the first single that you pushing, or is it?
That's the first one. Yeah. Well, I've had previous ones, but this is the one they're gonna put out with my label. So they took everything down and they're gonna put this out.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense because I'm going through your page and I'm hearing freestyles and I'm hearing I'm hearing you with all different type of. You know what I'm saying? I seen you on a drill beat. Yeah. I seen you on some sliding shit. I seen you on some. Like, you kind of got a lot of different styles. What is your favorite style when you making that music?
I don't really have a specific favorite. I like all different styles. I like different genres of music already just to listen to. So to make it myself, it just be even better. But I don't have a specific, like, one that I really, really like. I just like whatever I'm on at the time to make as much of it as I can and then move on to whatever I can hear myself doing next.
Yeah. So. What makes you different than the females in this rap game right now?
I think I just have I'm more versatile. I think that I like different styles, different styles. And I make really, really, like real, real complete songs, you know, real good music. Not saying that they don't, but it is a difference though.
So I gotta ask you, like, how long was you grinding? And you're from Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah, from Baton Rouge.
And everybody know Baton Rouge ain't nothing to play with, right?
Yeah.
So and from our perspective, you like the first female that I've seen that been signed out of Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Number one, when you got signed, you being a female artist from the city, did that motivate people or did they hate on you? Like, what did you experience when it happened?
I got a lot of good feedback, actually. I ain't see too much hate, but you know, you never know. People be sitting back just watching. You never know. But as far as like when I went up on my social media with it, I got a lot of good feedback. Like, a lot of people was happy for me. I got a lot of good phone calls and, you know, people talking through people. So I ain't really hit nothing too bad.
Yeah, that's less loud. I gotta ask though, like, what was the song that you feel like got it done for you? Like, what was the song that you felt like made them say, oh, I gotta sign her?
Pick a Side.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So this been out. It's been out, but you just repackaging it?
Yeah, yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. They just made me like add more to it. I did a lot of actually different stuff to it, but I had made a video rapping a verse.
Yeah.
So
for you, right, you, like I said, you're the first female that we know of that done actually been signed out of Baton Rouge. Did you come up with a group? Did you rap with anybody or did you just do a dolo the whole time?
Nah, I just did dolo and I did it with Backrain. That was it.
Okay.
My manager, Chip.
Got you.
Yeah.
So talk to me about like some of the people that's in your corner. Who helped produce some of your shit? Who's the nigga that shot the videos? Who's behind you? You
feel okay, me? My producer, his name is Sinister. Legit Looks shot my video, Mr. Eric and Miss Lisa. They were Legit Looks. My engineers is Reed and Laura. My managers is Miss Erica and Chip. I'm with Slim and Bird, Cash Money. That's really my team, you know? And my big brother, Rudy. Yeah.
How was it for you growing up in Baton Rouge?
It was cool. You know, a lot of decisions I made, you know, put me through things that I probably ain't have to go through, you know, just being a kid growing up. But it was straight, you know? Can't complain about it.
Can you tell? Give me a good time and give me a bad time
A good time down there, like when I was younger.
Yeah.
I guess I could say the best time down there probably just be maybe the holidays, you know. Sometimes, you know, with being with family, that'd be big for me, you know. And the bad times, you know, taking losses, losing my friends, my family members, people I grew up with, stuff like that. Yeah, that was always hard. And it was always repetitive, you know, so. Yeah.
Being that, you know, you from Baton Rouge, you know, it's a ton of crazy talent that it came from there.
Yeah.
Did you have a particular artist that you looked up to or that you just felt like this is the person I want to emulate?
No, not really. I just liked a lot of different artists, you know, that was from down there, but I necessarily never really looked up to no rapper or no artist like that. But I always did like, you know, a lot of different music.
Right.
Yeah. But I just been rapping for so long, you know, been just making my own music for so long, I just motivate myself, you know.
How long you been making music?
Since I've been 5.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. So you been to, like, was it like one of those things like music ran through y'all family and you had to play an instrument, or was like you was just rapping since 5?
Nah, I just like my family, they like music, you know, so I hear a lot of music going here and there, like to places and stuff. And it just gravitated to me just to start making my own. So that's what I just chose to do. It wasn't really like nobody else in my family really was doing it. Not like that, nah.
So I asked everybody from Baton Rouge this question, right? Because at one point, New Orleans had the wave. It's like everybody coming out of Louisiana was from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the line, it seemed like Baton Rouge just took it and ran with it. And it had been going crazy ever since. Now we got Rob 4ix9ine now. But
yeah.
It's been a lot of just people coming from Baton Rouge specifically. Why do you think that is? Is there a difference in sound, do you feel like? Do y'all have a different style? Like, why do y'all feel like y'all got the wave right now?
Yeah, I think we do have a different sound. And it's just a lot of talent down there. And it's kind of got harder to start overlooking it, you know, because it just was so many rappers. There's so many rappers down there. There's so much talent down there. So I just feel like, you know, people going hard like me, trying to get known and heard like me. So they just pushing their button, trying to go. And so you can't really deny a good talent, you know. So I think it just was that. They just couldn't look over it no more, for real.
Who is your favorite Cash Money artist of all time?
Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had the pleasure to meet him?
No. Not yet.
All right. Boosie or Webby?
Boosie.
Boosie. No.
Yeah. They.
Who had the hardest verse on Wipe Me Down?
Fox.
Yeah. Who is the biggest cosign that you feel like you've had so far? Besides, obviously, Cash Money, which is the biggest?
Just my label, Black Rain.
Black Rain? Yeah. Shout out Black Rain. Tell us about Black Rain, man.
Oh, Black Rain came so far.
Damn, Black.
Black Rain came far, bro. We here now. He's up. Yeah. Bro, we from.
What side of New Orleans got the best food? I mean, not New Orleans. I'm sorry, Baton Rouge.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
Baton Rouge, my bad.
Baton Rouge.
What side Baton Rouge?
They got, on the north side, they got Tony's. On the south, we got, like, University Seafood. They got some good food in there. Yeah. And we got, like, the restaurants. Like, they be on the other side, like, Parren's and, what that called? I forgot the name of the other one. Sammy's, like, all that on the other side. And they got Stabs. It just run through. They're everywhere. Got good food everywhere around that place.
So, I'm hearing that you, in high school, was a big-time hooper.
Yeah.
Okay.
High school, middle school, elementary school, before so that.
Did you ever have aspirations of going to the WNBA?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was supposed to go to college and play ball, and my grandmother died, and my dude got killed. So when I got to school, like, I wasn't hooping, like, when I first got in, because I missed trials. So basketball always kept me in school since I was little, like. Every year. So when I got to college and did that little semester and I wasn't playing, I just stopped going. And I was like, I'm just focus on my rap and just take that.
Do you still follow the game?
Yeah, I still play.
What do you think about, what is it, that girl, Caitlin?
Caitlin.
That white girl that be just.
From UConn?
Yes, they be going crazy,
she
shoot
nice.
Threes.
Yeah, she nice.
She
but I'm LSU though. Don't talk about.
You say what?
LSU.
LSU for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We ride with LSU.
Yeah.
We ride. Who you think got it this year? When the tournament start? Because that's coming up. It's March.
I just want LSU to go.
LSU.
Yeah,
back to back.
All the way. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's up. So we got the single, like you say, that's coming on the 8th, mm-hmm. right? The video is dropping 8th too?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that's your first introductory to the
world.
Now, you are on Cash Money. So if you could do any song with somebody on Cash Money, who would it be?
Wayne.
For sure, yo. Yeah. Yo, what song would that song sound like? How would you come? Cause you
we gonna rap fast on that.
Yeah.
We gonna go. Yeah.
Yeah. Now
I can hear it.
Just listening to like some of your lyrics, you be coming up with some witty shit. Yeah. You be saying some witty shit and you got an aggressive flow. What do you think is one of the most potent lines you'd never spit?
So many. I can't.
Just give them one for the honest for the day. They don't know nothing about you. Give them just one little tidbit, cause you be saying, you be going off, man. You be going off.
Man, you put me on the spot with this, dog. All right. I can say this one. So I made this rap about like doing interviews.
Yeah.
So I guess I could just say that. So I was like, don't want to do interviews. I'ma think I'm not outspoken. And then Mike asked a question that triggered my emotions. So that's it. So that, I'm gonna tell you what that means. Yeah. I ain't nervous in that, you know, but yeah. It's just I be having a lot going on. Yeah. So that's why I write so much and I make my songs and I rap, cause I don't really like talking about, you know, stuff. Right. So yeah.
But in your music, do you happen to have any, cause like, you know, rest in peace, you just talked about you know, your man going, you're dying, whatnot. Do you have songs that actually speak to some of the struggles of Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, mm-hmm. So that's going to be on the album?
Yeah, most likely. Yeah. It depends on how they pick it and which way it go. But yeah, hopefully it do get on it.
What was it like losing your man?
It was a lot. It was hard. But I feel like he proud, you know, and I came far. So, but it was hard, though. It was difficult. But I did good through it, though. It was just difficult, frustrating.
What did you do to get over it? Like, can you give anybody any advice if they're going through that, to get over that?
Yeah, just find something that you love and just keep doing it. Keep God first. Stay prayed up. Tighten up. Structures. Make righteous decisions. Don't crash out, you know, and just keep God first.
You being a woman doing music, right? What did you do to protect yourself? Like, did you keep a tight-knit group around you? Like, how did you know what I'm saying?
I just stayed G'd up. Like, I ain't let nobody mess over me. I ain't let nobody handle me. I ain't let nobody tell me no anything. I made the best decision that even if it wasn't, I thought it was, you know. And I didn't let nothing, like, discourage me, you know. Like, or if a person thought they was holding me back or something, you're not, and I'm gonna show you, you're not. Like, whether I'm intentionally showing you or whether you just happen to see, you know, just staying alive and just keep pushing. Like, yeah. That was the main thing.
So now that you're signed, and I'm pretty sure worldwide success is right around the corner for you. Are there any dudes that's coming out the woodworks? Like, you remember me? Remember back in the day? I always liked you.
Yeah, all over Instagram.
Maybe
yeah.
So how do you handle them?
I don't reply to it. I just look at it and be laughing. Cause like my DM's funny. I get a good laugh out of them every day.
Would you ever shoot your shot at somebody?
Yeah.
Cause Glorilla don't give a damn. She just posted a nigga. I want him. I'm like, God. Bro married and everything. So you know, like I said, the music is fire, you know.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this, like, people get in their head when it comes to music, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times they'll hold themselves back from dropping music because mm-hmm. they are perfectionists or things like that. What was your approach when you was coming up? You was like, man, I'm going to the studio, we dropping this night. Like, what did you do?
Yeah, I was the same way. I got a lot, like, coming up, I used to drop a lot, you know, and then when I would make songs that I feel like didn't really meet the last one or wasn't better than the last thing I dropped, I'd hold it. Or somebody else would hear and they'd be like, man, that's raw, put it out, you know. But I'm very hard on myself. I'm my biggest critic. Like, I'm too hard on myself. Like, I just got to the point where I could just go in the studio and not worry about, you know, just writing it and making it perfect. Like, go in there and do your shit and it's going to come out real good anyway. Like, you don't got to do, you know, critique every single piece of it because you're really doing it. Like, I just got like that. But I don't know how I got over it, though. Listening to my manager, he keep getting on me about it.
Yeah.
It's taking too long on songs sometimes, but they come out great, though.
So when it comes now, you know, now that you signed, I'm sure you got producers knocking down their door to work with you.
Yeah.
So now what do you look for, like, when it comes to producers? Take note. What do you look for when it comes to, like, a beat? Like, when you trying to make a song, what are you looking for?
I just want the beat to talk to me, and I want it to be that sound, that industry sound, that nationwide sound. And every beat not going to sound the same, but they all can have that nationwide sound, that hear sound, you know? So that's what I be looking for when I try to listen to that beats and get them any kind of style, though, as long as it's like that.
As far as, like, the ladies in hip-hop, like I said, I feel like they the ones that's going the hardest right now as far as putting out songs, hits, all that type of shit. When it comes to your hit-making ability, do you feel like you got one in the tuck that can go all the way?
Yeah, I feel like all my songs, they all.
That's dope. Yeah. So you working on an album right now?
Well, I'm just recording. So, yeah, basically working on an album. Yeah. I'm just recording a lot. Working on singles and shooting videos right now, trying to get me out there visually.
Let's say they come to you and they say, man, you ain't no budget, man. Pick whatever you want.
Ooh.
What producer you getting? Who's shooting the video?
Well, it's a couple of different producers I'd be getting. Like, I probably, I have some in-house producers, Boo on the track. Sinister, he's one of my in-house producers. I have a couple beats from Kodak producer, his name Russell. I love to get a lot of beats from him. And I'm going to get Farid and Laura for the engineering. And, yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
That's live. So you out here, you got the single coming, 3-8. What is another song for those who don't know you? Obviously, they, you know, it's going to come out. What can they be looking forward to? Like, what song? And you can just name a song, or you're not, you know what I'm saying? But we already know the other song coming on the 8th. Is there another song that people can be looking out for?
Yeah, I have another single coming behind that called And What. I'm not sure exactly what date or it's going to drop, but it's following that and the video. It's already done.
That's what's up.
It's shot by the same people, too.
That's what's up. So are you able to chop it up with Slim, with Birdman? Like, folks, I know that guy feel crazy, don't it?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, it be feeling crazy all the time, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm used to it now, though. But at first, I was like, dang, they came far. And then they right there from the city, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, for you, what does success look like going forward now that you, you know, because being signed is, for a lot of people, that's a big milestone. You know what I'm saying? For you, what do you want to obtain? You want to go platinum, diamond? You want to hit the awards? You want to grant? Like, what does that look like for you?
I want everything. I want to go to the awards. I want to go number one. I want diamond. I want everything. Platinum. I go all of it. Whatever. I just want to, just all my songs to, you know, get the attention that they're supposed to get, you know, and the award that they're supposed to get. And I just want to see my family happy, you know, and them doing their thing, get their dreams, whatever they want to do. Yeah.
That's hard. Do you got any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out to my manager Chip and Miss Erica, and shout out to my label Cash Money and Black Rain. Shout out to my family. Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to God.
Yeah.
This. Shout out to my big brother, my twin Trish. That's about it.
That's what's up.
And all my people that's in heaven too.
Yeah. Man. Shout out to them, man. Yeah. We're praying for them. Man, shout out to Swag also. He put the play together, man. Shout out my boy Swag, top A&R. You know what I'm saying? Going crazy. And before we get out of here, you know, we always like to try to promote, you know, the people that might not be seen. Like, who is somebody, let's just say another female artist from your city or just who you feel like is dope that should be getting some shine that ain't getting some shine right now? Or do you have anybody on your team? It don't got to be, you know what I'm saying, just somebody that you work with that you want to highlight before you get out of here.
Yeah, I got a label mate named Lucci. He go hard. He from Baton Rouge, too. There's a lot of good artists down there, bro. I ain't lying. It's a lot. But, yeah.
That's where it's at. Well, you already know. You know, T-Boss, man, we look forward to everything you got coming up. 3-8, tell them again, what is the name of the single that's coming out?
March 8, 2024. Y'all be on the lookout for my new single, Pick a Side, in the video.
It's coming down. It's going down. And you already know this is the best part. T-Boss, you are a real-life street star, man.
Real life. real life street stars.